Thank you very much for coming. The topic of tonight's shiur is Eim Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos. You can't pass a mitzvah. You have an opportunity. The person has to grab the opportunity. Speaking of which, I don't want to miss this opportunity, and I want to thank Kyle for everything that he's done for myself, for my family, the community. So what does that mean? Eim Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos, what does that mean? What's the makar? What are the practical ramifications of this very important halacha? So I want to explore, first of all, in Yana, the Yom HaChanukah is coming up, so there are some practical applications by Chanukah. And then there are practical applications throughout the year. And then I want to leave the Olam with a nice shiloh. So the makar is, it says, Ushmartam es hamatzos, you should watch the matzos. And the Mechota explains, is Darish, that Ushmartam, don't read it Ushmartam es hamatzos, but rather Ushmartam es hamitzvos. And the Gemara says, Mitzvah Abba, Liyadai Altach Mitzana, it's like a play, we're dealing with matzah. So when you have a mitzvah, it comes to your hands, so don't let it become sour, don't let it sit. So is this, so it sounds like it's Daraisa. The Gemara on Yuma Lama Gimel says, based on this, Eim Ma'avirin as a mitzvah. So a person cannot pass over a mitzvah. So what are the ramifications? So first of all, the Chanukah, so when you're facing the menorah, so a person, we light from the left to the right. So if you're standing on the right side and you already have the licht set up, so you're going to pass over what's already set up and you're going to light the newest ner. So all right over there, Mishnah Berurah says that you have to be careful to stand on the left side to avoid this problem of passing over the old candles. So that's one nice practical application by Chanukah. We know that if it's a drasha, some say it's a smach, but if it holds this type of weight, v'chayra, imagine it's time to light the menorah. It's the zman, and you want to run daven merv, but you have your licht set up, and you want to light right now. You're thinking, I'll go to Marav first. So maybe that would be, maybe that you would be over on Eim Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos. Maybe this would be a practical application. What? But you have, unless you have a minion in your house. But I'm saying over here, you have it set up.
I have a minion next door. What's the difference?
Okay, very good. Very good. So you're mechavan to the heart tzvi. We're gonna get to that later. Very good. Very nice ha'arm. Is it the same thing if it's not right in front of you? So perhaps these are two different shadows when it comes to Chanukah. As far as the Sefer Torah, when Rosh Chodesh Tevis comes out during Chanukah, so we pull out three Sefer Torah. You could right Shabbos, so you could put the wrong Sefer Torah on the bima. So I spoke with Rav Friedman, a Rav that he pointed out that there's a Bar Halacha that says that over here you just got and you put the correct one on the bima, and the Bar Halacha points out that the reason is because over here you don't have. There's no mighty laws on the Sefer Torah because you're not putting it back. You're just gonna bring it back out in 5 minutes. So it's not. But it sounds like without this. I don't know why there isn't an issue of Eim Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos. But it seems seemingly the Bar Halacha is not bothered by this problem. But I don't. What?
You're not passing up a mitzvah.
You have a Sefer Torah right here in front of you. So. To not take that opportunity. Now it's true, you'll have to roll, but taking it and putting it aside.
You're not being moderate on one.
I think so. It's like lighting this, skipping over the candles, like the other one. So skip over this here, take the
results. Maybe. Okay. So what about the famous example? of tefillin. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chaf Hei, right in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillin, says that when you have, after you take out the talis, you put it on, and then you take out your tefillin. So the Shulchan Aruch warns that you have to be careful that you don't take your tefillin first, because if you take your tefillin first, you're going to have to put that on first. So make sure you put your talus in a way that you, when you reach in, you get your talus first. So the Magen Avraham on the spot says, we're not bothered by this because it's still in the kiss, it's still in its casing. And Bizman Azeh, we're not bothered by this because it's not anyways Munachim Lefanecha to now pass over the tefillin. Meaning, even if you pulled out your tefillin by accident first, you put it down and pull out your talus. It's not a problem. Because it's not, anyways, muchan to put on when it's in its kiss. It sounds like the Shulchan Aruch, the tefillin were bouncing around in there, and the Shulchan Aruch had this issue. But the Magen Avraham is saying, we're not worried about this issue because it's not lefan nacha. So the Bar Halacha brings down, the Bar Halacha asks, on this Magen Avraham, he brings a Nishmas Adam. Nishmas Adam asks on the Magen Avraham, he asks as follows, that we know that there is a halacha that a person has to be constantly be mishamish with their tefillin shaliyah, with their rosh, constantly touching them, feeling them, and we know, it says Nishmas Adam, that you first you touch your shalyad and then you touch your shalrosh, because of ein ma'avir na'al mitzvah. The anatomy of the body is that first your hands are you're going to reach your hands and then you're going to reach your shalrosh. But what do you mean? The shalyad is covered up, and still we say that you reach, you touch your shalyad, and then you touch your shalrosh. So what does the Magen Avraham mean that when it's covered up, The whole halacha of im avir na'al mitzvah doesn't apply? It's covered up. It doesn't apply. What do you mean? Ma'isim b'chol yom v'yom. And back then they weren't just paisach as yadacha. It wasn't a one time thing. It was throughout the day they were wearing tefillin and constantly they were touching the shalyad, touching the shalrosh. And there wasn't no one ever said, what do you mean? You could touch your shalrosh first if you want, because it's covered up anyways. No one ever said that. So this is the question of the Nishmas Adam on the Magen Avraham.
If someone's not covered up, you're not going to wear. It's someone that covered, you're going to touch.
Aleph, say it better. Says the Bar Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim, he says that it's a svara chalusha admai, this Nishmas Adam's kasha. Why? Because what's the halach? The point is that you should be connected to your tefillin. So if you're not connected, you don't realize you're wearing them, so then you're missing the whole point of the tefillin. But when you're constantly b'chol shav v'shav, you're mishamish, you're mitzvah mishamshim b'tefillin. Memashmish b'tefillin. So then you're connected to it. So it doesn't matter if there is a cloth above your tefillin or not. You're still feeling the tefillin. You're still connecting. Oh, I'm still wearing tefillin right now. So the whole kasha of the Nishmas Adam, says the Bar Halacha, is ice kasha. But again, there's a practical application, a very very practical way of avoiding this issue, is if you put your talus straight more in the front and then your tefillin in the back, or side by side, so that way you'll avoid, you won't have to rely on the Magen Avraham. And the Bar Halacha says that it's shver to not be mekel like the Magen Avraham. So that would be another a way to avoid that problem. Also, similarly, by challah. So he doesn't like either, Paiskim. I mean, Shulchan Aruch already Paiskims. You're gonna have to put on the tefillin first, and Bar Halacha even goes as far as to say that if you pull out your tefillin first, you're gonna actually have to wear them. It's a bezayin. You're gonna be wearing a tefillin. Everybody's gonna look at you like you're gonna You're gonna have to face the raised eyebrows. You're wearing your tefillin first, and then you're gonna put on your talus. Says the Ber Halacha, still you have to put on your tefillin first. It's covered up. Brius in my original mitzvahs is daraisa, and you still should put on your tefillin first. He brings a Ramah, I think it's a Ramah that they wore the tefillin. You know, imagine you could only have your tefillin for a long time. You're not going to have your talus. You only have your tefillin right now, so you still wear your tefillin. The Ramah says that you still wear your tefillin in such a case. So this is just for Chadashah, is for just a few moments. So you should certainly put your tefillin on first. This is what the Mishnah Berurah says. So similarly, Bechala, so it's brought down Alpi Kabbalah that a person should cut the bottom Chala Lil Shabbos. So how do you do that? You have a Chala sitting on top of it. So different people do this maybe side by side. When you do side by side, you keep it on top. So what's the etzah that Taz brings, that you should bring the bottom chal a little bit closer to you, and that way you're not mavir and alamitzis by cutting the because you already have the bottom one closer to you. So that's the etzah of the Taz. Shaila, I just wanted to first bring the Ridvaz. The Ridvaz is a Shaila that was brought to him 500 years ago, and the Shaila was that a person was in jail. And he was, for whatever reason, he was in the jail for an indefinite amount of time. And he spoke to the guards, and the guards said that he'll have one day of freedom where you could do your mitzvahs and you could do whatever you want, but it's one day. So he snuck the Shaila to the Ridvaz, and he asked the Ridvaz, which day should I pick? So very good. So he says, So the Ridvaz brings down that this Shaila was already asked by a Chacham, and he didn't like that the Chacham was leaning towards Yom Kippur, even though Yom Kippur, most holy day of the year, or maybe the Shabbos, or maybe presuming Nisa, Chanukah, maybe a person should jump at Chanukah, wait until Chanukah, leave then, and get involved by Chanukah. So says the Ridvaz, I don't understand, in Ma'avir and Alamitz, you have to go tomorrow. Tomorrow, where it fell on tomorrow. This is the Ridvaz. So I think they bring that the Ridvaz held it was only the Rabbanim. But nevertheless, his choice was to go immediately, because you can't miss the opportunity of tomorrow. So just the Har Tzvi, just bring another Shiloh to the Har Tzvi in Simon Nun Bez, Nun Gemal. He asks, it was asked to him, the following Shaila, that a person, he lives in a city, and he wants to go a far distance to a shul. So Shaila is that on the way there is other shuls. So how does he not go to each shul that he passes by? Amen. Imagine you're on 169th Street, you're coming down 10th Avenue to the Kaila. So you're either Amen. You pass by Young Israel. Nachamo, when you pass by 172nd Street, you Shari Tfila and Mimina and Chabad, and then you got you have what's it called? Shari and what? Yeah, and then depending on what side of the street, maybe Torah Vamuna, Nachamon, so Bnei Asfardim. So every single time you're over,
not to mention the house minyan.
What?
Not to mention the house minyan.
Not counting the house minyan. So what's the halacha? This was a shaila brought to the Har Tzvi, and so what's the response? What do you say? What's the response? So, okay, assuming that everybody's davening at the same time, not really happening here. You know, Shabbos morning, it's pretty much Nate's and then Mikhail. But assuming everybody's davening at the same time, so what's the response over here to this Shaila brought to the Har Tzvi? So respond very, very beautiful answer. He says, the Gemara says in Taf Ches and Brachas that says, Asher loy la adam lavra akre beis knesses, b'sha shatzibar mispalon. Says Abaye, Amar Abaye, V'loy Amran Elo Deleka B'nei K'nishta Achriti. Aval I Eka B'nei K'nishta Achriti, Las Lan Ba. So, and this is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch as well. So he asks, so why did the Gemara, why was the Shulchan Aruch sasam that it's mutter in my viron alamitzus aleph, and Biz, he says that it's anyways not a problem because, and he says over here inside, because the only time in my viron alamitzus is a problem is when you have the two mitzvahs lifa nacha. So when you don't have them lifa nacha, so then it wouldn't be a problem. But over here, you can't daven on the sidewalk because you're passing by the shul. So again, but you pass by your shul, you don't have the opportunity in front of you to daven. So therefore, when you get to your final destination, that's where you're looking to daven. So then you could daven there. And he brings other rayas as well. Oh. So if you, let's say you go to a minion factory, right? Let's say, or let's say you right. And you want to go later, all right? So yeah, you would have this unless you could be more ahead of that. I'll daven somewhere, I'll daven wherever else better than I would daven at the kollel, all right? So unless you could say that quality is even better somewhere else, so then, but what? If it's a higher quality, then
like the Arts we say there in Baz Shailak Kuwait also, because the day there's no mitzvah for Kamenu. You're getting out of jail.
Yeah.
Fun
of is you have a the chiyuv is on you. There's a chiyuv that's mutl on you to now do. Okay, so that's that brings me to the next shaila. Yeah, so I'm not trying to make it harder for myself to get a seat at the Shabbos morning shiur of Blaz Shir, but L'chaira, daven's over, right? And I'm just, this is just me thinking, why not? Well, why isn't this a problem? But daven's over, so there's a shiur. So I'm not sure why it's mutter to like do anything other than learning if there's a shiur right here in front of you. So L'chaira, you have it's Ema Ben Alamitzis. So I was thinking that, what? Or you have to leave a minute early, right? So, but then I was thinking that this problem was resolved, I think, when the shiur went to the porch, because now you have to go somewhere else. It's like he says the lashon, the Har Tzvi says that it's mechusar ma'isa in the shul shaila. It's mechusar ma'isa to now have to go into a shul. So that is not lefanacha. So it's, you know, the issue of im avirin al mitzvahs doesn't apply.
But
so
I think you never leave it
behind. All right.
I can't go right now.
Okay.
You walk into a shul, without it, you can't.
Right.
That's
you're signing up for life in economy. It's a good ha'ara. Maybe it's stolen. Maybe that's mechusar ma'isa. I don't know. To open the safer, I'm not sure.
It's not.
Yeah. So. Midri Yashukai, thank you very much.
I haven't heard you in a while.